Wisconsin's six Chippewa tribes plan to spear up to 63,000 walleye this spring, about 5,000 more than last year. As Great Lakes Indian Fish and Wildlife Commission spokesperson Sue Erickson explains, typically tribal members only take about half of what is declared.
Unfortunately, the season is very short, and it's influenced by a number of factors, such as ice conditions, water temperatures, general weather, high winds, and so forth. So historically, declarations have always exceeded the actual harvest.
Treaty rights dictate tribal members can spear fish within ceded territory. Each Chippewa tribe comes up with its own quota. Lac des Flambeaux declared almost 28,000 walleye, about 3,000 more than last year. Spokesperson Brandon Tomes explains that number is a result of reduced quotas for Minnesota's Mille Lacs and is based on community need.
Our tribal spearers, our tribal members, are heavily dependent on the resources, and this has been the case for centuries. We've been stewards of the land, protectors of the resource.
The DNR typically adjusts bag limits for sport anglers based on what the tribes declare. DNR Fisheries Management Director Mike Staggs says other options could include season or gear restrictions.
So what the board did was basically authorize the department to do an emergency rule if spring weather conditions or something happens between now and opening day to where we might want to alter angling regulations.
Stagg says DNR officials have not proposed any concrete plans or changes. For WXBR News, I'm Natalie Jablonski.